Welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
All right, here we go. A little before 6 o'clock. Nice outside. I was laughing yesterday. My son Ryan was going to mow the lawn yesterday afternoon. It's like 4:30 or so, right?
Yeah.
And we always have the bag, not bag debate. I don't know how it is in your house or, you know, but he's like, do I have to bag the lawn? Do I have to bag the lawn? I'm like, yeah. You do. You do. Our producer, Ryan, mows his lawn like, what, 3 times a week? How often do you mow your lawn? Just hold it twice a week. Twice a week. He's out there. He's that neighbor, folks. So anyway, Ryan's like, comes in, he goes, it's raining. I'm like, it's not raining. There's no rain in the forecast. It's sprinkling. 2 seconds later, just a deluge of water.
Guess he didn't mow the lawn.
So we got like part of it done. So I apologize to our neighbors if we have Mr. T for a lawn this morning. That explains it. When you were a kid, did you ever have to mow the lawn? Or you had brothers and stuff. Who was assigned for that chore? Did it rotate or what was the deal?
I don't remember. I just remember my dad had this really cool thing for the leaves. It was like a basket that you would push and it had these like brushes in it that would pick up the leaves.
What?
It was very cool. I remember that when I was a kid, and I used to sit in it because I thought it was fun.
As leaves were being thrown on
you? Yeah, so to ride around in it with my dad.
Okay.
That's the only thing I really remember about lawn maintenance as a child.
Okay. It's good memories, though. We bought I remember when I was a kid, my dad bought I swear to God, it was like a 5-horsepower Toro. It had these huge wheels on the back. Now, the patch of lawn that we had at our house at the time, the house that we were renting, was the size of this studio. It was maybe like 12 by 20. So you'd be out there and you'd have, I remember being like 12 years old, I would lay on my back and get, I mean, this thing had those huge giant wheels. And when you started, it sounded like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, the whole neighborhood. And you'd go, wah, 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 done. It took me like 10 minutes to get the damn thing going and about 8 seconds to mow the lawn.
Why would you have something that big for that little patch of lawn?
Because you got to remember, my dad and I, growing up, my dad and I did not have a lot of money. I mean, my mom and dad are divorced, it was just me and my pop. And
right.
We did not have a lot of money. So we always lived in apartments. So when he finally got like a really good job and he was kind of making a little more money, to rent a house was a big deal for my dad. It was a huge deal. But he had never taken care of a house before, other than my grandma's house. So he figured we needed the biggest lawnmower we could get. And that was his thing, man. I'm telling you. We would start it and it was like, I mean, airplanes would move off their course. It would just, blah, huge plume of smoke. And I'm not exaggerating, 3 or 4 strips, and I was done. I was done. It was the damnedest thing.
A 4-foot patch of grass and a John Deere combine.
It was the biggest bit of overkill. It was like making a Ford GT into a mail truck. I mean, that's
awesome.
Kind of what it was. That's what I remember. But yeah, I was laughing at my kid yesterday in the rain. You know what we need to do? We need to talk about Mickey D's.
Oh, what's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got in the box, Aaron V?
It's a McDonald's swag bag and a promotional code that'll get you $25 off your next McDonald's order via the Uber Eats app. McDonald's is teaming up.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hang up with Uber Eats to get your meal delivered to your door. If you want to order McDelivery, download the Uber Eats app. Find the McDonald's closest to you. Compliments of McDonald's. You know, you freaked me out because you were like, how about we do a Uber Eats? And I didn't know you were talking about the first break box, so I thought we were going to order McDonald's to work.
Can we do that? Are you guys in on that? I'll do it. All right, we'll do that too. Want to?
I got all excited for a minute.
We'll do that too.
I'm like, big breakfast.
We'll order breakfast. Is that what you want, the big breakfast this morning? We'll Uber Eats here. They deliver here at the station.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We'll Uber Eats this morning. Anyway, hi. We're on the air until 10. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, call number 31. By the way, since we're talking about McDonald's, I was telling about this in the office. McDonald's, this is crazy. The McGold card, they're having a contest right now. You get free food for life. If you win, you get 2 free meals a week for the next 50 years.
They should just give me that. Because I'm like their biggest supporter.
I don't think it works that way. You can enter the contest once a day by ordering food at the mobile app and then tomorrow and going for the next 2 weeks. And they're only going to pick one winner out of this thing. But still, though.
That's cool.
2 meals a day. All right. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. We're going to order some Uber Eats here in a second from our friends at McDonald's. But, okay, what's coming up in sports?
Tigers road trip to California didn't end so well.
You think?
Offer expires 8/31/18.
CSX Big Jim's House 611. Here's Aaron V with sports.
0-6. That's the record. The Tigers on their latest road trip. Angels blanked 6-0 yesterday. Three-game sweep. Not sure if you noticed this on TV as well. You know the recent wildfires in California?
The largest wildfires in the history of California. That's saying something.
You could see the smoke by the Angels Stadium in Anaheim.
Oh, I didn't notice that yesterday. Okay.
It was like at certain camera angles, you could see like the smoke plumes. The Detroit Tigers also sent struggling lefty Daniel Stump to AAA Toledo, one of four moves announced before yesterday's game in Anaheim. They also placed catcher John Hicks on the 10-day DL. He's got a groin strain. They recalled righty Artie Lewicki and catcher Grayson Greiner. So the Tigers are home. Tomorrow night, they start a series against the Minnesota Twins at Comerica. It'll be a 7-10 first pitch. And the Lions getting ready for the preseason game against the Oakland Raiders. Tempers were flaring yesterday as they wrapped up their second joint practice. Oakland saw this on Twitter. Jared Davis got hit by somebody later. That's what Oakland players perceived.
Yes.
So then somebody got lit up after the whistle, and then Anthony Zettel came to his defense. Then there was like this melee, and it's all good now. The game is a late one, by the way, because it's on the West Coast tomorrow night, so it's like 10:30.
Okay. That's all right, though. Friday night, you could do that one. Come home from Skinner and watch it.
That's what I was thinking.
Plan that one out there. And by the way, for our friends at Ford Field of the Lions, you got to step your food game up. The Arizona Cardinals have gone next level. Now, if you want to see this burger, this is absolutely, it's called the Gridiron Burger. So it sounds like a normal burger name, right?
Right.
Now, we'll text you a picture of this burger, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is
burger.
There you go. What's in this burger, you say, Jim? $75. Oh my God, it must be like Wagyu beef or something. No, it's just a ton of food. A 10-inch bun stuffed with 5 third-pound patties, 5 hot dogs, 5 brats, 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries, and lettuce, tomatoes, and sauce. It weighs 7 pounds.
Now, surprisingly, I thought it would look disgusting.
It doesn't.
But it doesn't.
It looks pretty good. And now they're saying if you can finish it in under an hour, you'll win a Cardinals jersey and get your picture on the Jumbotron. And in case you're curious, it's 8,000 calories. Somebody said if you order this, you'd need to ask for a jersey one size larger.
That and a defibrillator.
The Gridiron Burger Challenge brought to you by Lipitor. Lipitor. For when you eat 8,000 calories at one serve. Again, you got to see this burger, man. It looks good, but it's crazy. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
burger.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 623. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan this morning.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
Well, it's a really friendly ghost. We first talked about this lady last year. Her name is Amethyst Realm. That's a real name. Her stage name is Debbie. Amethyst claims that she's had relationships with ghosts. Remember, we were talking about this last year.
Oh, yeah. She said she had like a whole bunch of ghost boyfriends.
Like 15 or so boyfriends. If you want to hear from Amethyst, we have the story for you. And if you want to share this with your friends this morning, because there's another layer to this onion. Oh, yeah. We're not done with just 15 ghosts. Wait a minute. That didn't sound right. Anyway, text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
ghost.
And in case you forgot, here she is talking about the love with the ghosts.
I had sex with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yes. But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
You can still feel it. Like, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless. And the energy as well. I think the energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
But kids all know that he loves them so. Casper the friendly
dog. Okay, bad timing on that music. Anyway, so there she is. So you're like, okay, this woman is in the UK and she claims that she's had love, made relations with like ghosts, 15 of them, right? So your story's over. Pretty basic, right?
Oh, no, it goes on from there.
Let's go deeper here, folks. Another layer to this one. She's decided to take things to the next level and is in a pretty serious relationship with a ghost she met in Australia. So she's on vacation and all of a sudden she met a ghost, who I assume looks like Paul Hogan. The ghost, who Amethyst can't see but believes she can communicate and have relations with, has now returned with her to England and the relationship is progressing. Amethyst Realm met the ghost when she was on vacation.
She said they've even discussed having children.
See, this is where I want to go with this one. She said it's pretty serious. In fact, we've even been thinking about having a ghost baby. I know that sounds crazy. Yes. But I've been looking into it, and I don't think it's totally out of the question. 248-398-WCSX. What do you name your ghost baby? because we want to help them this morning. Amethyst and her ghost, her Australian ghost that she's having relations with. 248-398-9279. What do you name a ghost baby?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. It is a good question.
I'm going to have to think about this one for
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, student number. Yep.
I mean, it's a big decision to name your ghost baby because this name will be with your ghost baby for the rest of its life.
Do you just name it Casper?
Well, who are some other famous ghosts?
Joey Harrington. So we got Dennis in Grand Rapids. What's up, Dennis?
Just driving through town, bud. Truck driver going back and forth.
Okay. So when you're hauling truck stuff all over the country, you're thinking to yourself, what do I name a ghost baby?
Shadow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dennis. Hit the big horn for us. Come on. Give us the horn, man. Just one time.
You don't want the horn on this truck. It sounds like a blue Prius.
Oh, you're awesome, man. Hey, thanks for listening while you're driving through town. We appreciate it, brother.
Hey, no problem. Have a good day.
You too, bud. Okay, so if you're just joining us, we were talking about this lady, Amethyst Realm, who last year she had told a bunch of people that she was having a relationship with ghosts, like 15 of them.
It can't be her real name. I've been sitting here thinking about that.
Amethyst Realm?
Yes.
I don't know. So she's had relations with ghosts, and now she met one while she was on vacation in Australia, a ghost, and they're having a serious relationship, and she wants to have a ghost baby. So what do we name the ghost baby? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can call or text us. If you want to see the story and learn more about the lady who has relations with ghosts, we'd love to text it to you. The 248-398-WCSX keyword
is ghost.
There you go. What was the one that came in? There was one that was good.
We got Chucky from Kip, and then James from Clinton Township says, you name your ghost baby Crystal Clear.
Nice.
Steve says, boo.
That works. I'm still sticking with Casper. CSX, Big Jim's House. Morning. Realm, who has had relationships with ghosts, and now she has a serious relationship, and they want to have a ghost baby together. Sean and Taylor, what do they name it?
They're going to name her Misty.
Fantastic. 248-398-WCSX. Now, if you want to see the story, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
ghost.
This lady had relations with 15 ghosts. We talked about her about a year ago, but now she met a ghost on vacation in Australia, and he has come back with her to England, and they want to have a ghost baby together. Seems normal to me, right? Why not?
How'd that work out with the TSA?
I don't know. This is so weird. So, yeah, it's so weird. Really? Anyway, 248-398-WCSX. You can text us some name suggestions as well.
John got in touch, says, since the mother's last name is Realm, she should name the baby Other. Mark says Glass. Another okay. Misty coming in. If it's a boy, it should be Patrick. George says Patrick.
What was the one about?
There's Beetlejuice from Robert.
Like that one. Beetlejuice for the ghost baby's name.
Peekaboo from Tim and the Clem. I like this one.
Yes.
Don't know what to name the ghost baby, but I'm pretty sure the kid will dominate at hide and seek.
Yeah. Come out wherever you are. I'm in another realm. We can't get there. Again, if you want to see this story about the lady who makes love with ghosts and wants to have a baby now, 248-398-WCSX. Text us, keyword.
Ghost.
CSX, Big Jim's House. Morning.
Claire, middle name, Voyant.
Well played there. 248-398-WCSX. Just join us this morning. Good morning. It's 654, 66 degrees, and we're talking about ghost babies. Just a typical Thursday morning discussion in the Motor City.
Well, there's a woman. Her name is Amethyst Realm. That's a hard word to say, by the way.
It is.
She says that she's had relations with 15 ghosts since breaking up with her fiance, but now she's taking things to the next level. She went on a vacation to Australia and met the ghost love of her life, who's traveled back to the UK with her, and now they want to have a baby.
So we're trying to figure out what do you name the ghost baby? 248-398-WCSX. And I promise we're not going to do this all morning, but man, you people have been on fire with some of the text messages. More name suggestions?
Gord says, spirit for a girl, haunter for a boy.
Nice.
How about Hal, as in hallucination? Bob says, name it if it's a girl, Heidi.
Like that one?
But he spelled it like hiding.
Well, that was earlier. What was it earlier? We had somebody call and said, I don't know what to name it. Or text and said, I don't know what to name it, but it's going to be the greatest hide-and-seek player ever. Like that one.
If it's a girl, she should name it after Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Oh, Manti Te'o?
Yeah, Manti Te'o.
Had the ghost girlfriend that didn't really exist. Oh, that's hard. That's a Michigan fan right there.
Zool.
Zool. All right, if you want to see this story, the lady who loves Ghost, like really loves Ghost, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Ghost.
There's something going on with our older audience and music. It goes from Jimi Hendrix to Missy Elliott. We'll explain next in CSX. CSX, Big Jim Town, 705, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Quick note on Bob Seger Boulevard. Next week should be a pretty busy week. I know the folks in Allen Park have a meeting, I think it's Tuesday. And then the folks for Pine Knob, the other proposal we had for putting Bob Seger Boulevard up there, they're meeting on Thursday next week. So maybe by next Friday, we'll have a better handle on opportunities where we can put the new Bob Seger Boulevard, because it's not going to happen in Ann Arbor. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Aaron, in case you don't know, Aaron likes, you like all sorts of music. You do. You
have I'm very eclectic.
Okay, so there's this, this all ties together. It is older people and rock and roll. The first story that came out over the weekend, the Wacken Open Air Festival in Germany. Big heavy metal band. Danzig, Judas Priest, Hatebreed, In Flames, Running Wild, In Extremo, and my favorite band name of the month, Eskimo Callboy. Is there? Is that not a great band name?
Awesome.
I want their shirt now. So what? You're like, so what? There's an open air festival, 75,000 people. Two elderly gentlemen escaped from, not escaped, they left a retirement center with nobody knowing and went to the heavy metal festival where they found them there. Somebody called and said, I'm not sure they're supposed to be here. They were having a blast. They didn't want to leave.
Good for them.
They said they were dazed and confused a little bit. So you think maybe they had a little more fun than... what the law allows?
Somebody probably slipped them some edibles.
My God.
They took a couple extra of their pills in the morning
I don't know, dude. So they were having a good old time, man. So these retirement folks, this is the first story. Then we start talking about, then we find about the man, the myth, the legend, Greg Lynn. Greg Lynn is a guy who is a performer, solo performer, and plays the guitar, does a good job with the guitar. But where he plays is key to this entire story. Greg Lynn plays at a retirement center. So you get out there and you're going to play at the retirement center. Now, if we'll text you this so you could see this, because you got to see the video. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
rock.
Okay. Greg is standing on, it looks like a fire pit. And there's maybe two people sitting at this retirement center outside on their chairs. And then off to the left, there's two or three people there, including a lady in a walker trying to make her way to a bench, which she falls down and misses it. And it's horrible. They even say she's okay. She's all right. But in the midst of all this, so what are you going to play at a retirement center, right? I mean, you want people outside. Music is very therapeutic. You want people to be able to relax and get outside. Not Greg Lynn.
The wild cats is growl. Two riders were approaching.
Here comes.
And Greg Lynn begins to howl.
Oh, no, and he goes. This is at a retirement center, and they love it. Apparently, they're just sitting there, and he is just going off, standing on the fire pit with his amp and his guitar. How long does he go?
It's like a four-minute video.
It's like 4 minutes. He just goes off at this retirement center.
Just
again.
A hard solo.
It's amazing. And you feel horrible, but you laugh, and now that you know she's okay, the lady just totally misses the bench.
That was...
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things like, I'm not supposed to laugh. Lord, forgive me, but I'm going to laugh anyway. And then the last thing, this story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Was this at a state fair or something where this lady got up and did this?
I think it was like a local kind of carnival type deal.
Okay.
At a park, a local park in this lady's hometown.
This lady looks like my Aunt Betty. She's in very comfortable slacks, and she gets up there and she's going to sing. And you're like, oh, cute. She's going to sing a song or something like that. So... how old would you say she is?
She's got to be late 60s, early 70s,
okay.
Maybe.
So she's going to get up there and she's going to sing something fun at the carnival at the local fair. No.
This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park. Is it perfect? Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it, and reverse it. He's sure bringing it this one yip. He's sure bringing it this one yip. The if you got a big let me search you. Find out how hard I gotta work you. He's yerping and with his wing yip. He's yerping and with his wing yip.
Yep. There you go. Grandma is jamming, dropping Missy Elliott on people. It's the damnedest thing. We got that video up too. Same keyword, yep. Right?
Same okay. keyword.
Which is rock, by the way. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. You know one of her grandkids put her on to Missy Elliott.
Oh, it's got to be. But she's all over, man. And she doesn't do just a little bit. She does the whole song.
Yeah, it's the whole song.
She blows through. Missy Elliott retweeted it and thought it was amazing. It was like, this is awesome.
I want to know what she did last year. It said it was her second year there.
Okay. You got to see this video. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword again is
rock.
And we got to play out one more time.
This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park. Let it. He's a perfect. Let me work it. Up on my thing now. Flip it and reverse it. He's yerping and it's wing yip. He's yerping and it's wing yip. But you got a big. Let me search you. Find out how hard I got to work you. He's yerping and with his wing yipper. He's yerping and with his wing yipper.
Good Lord. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, thanks for joining us. 720, 67 degrees right now. So, rumors flying all over the place about AC/DC. I remember hearing about a week and a half ago they were back in the studio, so we kind of assumed that they would be in there with lead singer Axl Rose, right? Because he went on the last tour with him. Well, there's some pictures that are popping up. Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, we'll text them to you, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is
AC/DC.
So it's Brian Johnson walking into the studio in Vancouver where they have recorded their last three albums. Now, it could be something else, but the band's there. We know that they're there. We know Angus is there. We know they're there. Brian walks in with somebody else. Now, the other person he walks in with, I think, is the biggest surprise, even more so than Brian. You got to see the picture so you know. And if you're an AC/DC fan, I think you'll be surprised when you see who's walking through the door with Brian Johnson, which what we think is an AC/DC rehearsal. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can send that in there. Just text us and we'll send it to you. Do you feel better? I mean, will you feel better that Brian's back in the fold if it's true instead of Axl?
Oh, 100%. I like Axl. I like Axl with Guns N' Roses. I don't like Axl with AC/DC.
I thought it was cool because, you know, when Brian had the hearing problems and stuff, that Axl did it. But when you found out that Brian's seems to be fine. Remember we had the video of him and Paul Rogers and Robert Plant on stage a couple months ago singing?
Well, he says the treatment for his hearing loss is working.
Again, though. The person walking in with Brian Johnson may surprise you if you're a fan of the band. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
AC/DC.
CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 732, 66 degrees. Real quick, we're going to get to this in a second, Aaron, but I want you to go to our website, WCSX.com. You, Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah, go to our page there.
All right.
Don't click on the teddy bear thing yet.
Okay.
But we will do this soon. We've been trying to hide this picture from Erin all morning because we wanted an honest reaction from her. So while you're getting there, quick reminder for moms, dads, students, when you're heading back to college, the cost of books are crazy. We get that. So, Big Jim's House, what do we want to do?
We want to buy your books. I just read an article yesterday, Jim. It says that the average national average is $153 per course for school, right?
Really?
But over the course of the year, average college student spends more than $1,200 on books. That's according to the College Board.
So what we want to do is help you out, you or your kids who are going to college. It's Big Jim's House buying your books. It's really simple. All you have to do is
text the keyword book or books to 248-398-9279. We'll send you the registration right to your phone. Now, all that you need to do is tell us what school either you or your child is attending this fall. Then we're going to do a random draw every Friday, and that person's going to walk away with $500 towards the purchase of school supplies.
And we'll do this. We're going to do this for a couple weeks, but I would hurry up and get these in because we're going to draw someone randomly tomorrow. Again, text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
book or books.
All right, Aaron. Now, go ahead and find that post right there. You know the one on our Big Jim's House page. Now, as a kid growing up, did you have a teddy bear?
Yeah, I did.
You had a teddy bear.
I did.
You never had a teddy bear like this. There's a lady in Louisiana who, and her name's Maggie. And she's in Metairie, Louisiana, and she's selling teddy bears. How cool on Facebook. And they're made from, let me know when you're there, when you can look at the photo.
Oh, that's a nice bear in the big picture.
Okay. Do you see, look closely. Do you realize what the bear's made from? That would be raw chicken. Childhood ruined. Is that not the most dramatic picture you've ever seen? She stitches together raw chicken parts in the shape of a teddy bear, and you can cook it and eat it. The bears look like something out of a horror movie. Yes, they do. Hey, honey. Hey, Erin, you've been such a good girl this week. We're going to go take your teddy bear and cook it for 35 minutes at 350 in the oven. You can watch your teddy bear roast, and we're going to eat it.
She can also make clothes for it, too, according to the post.
She did take it down eventually because her listing went viral. It was $35. $25 if you provided the chicken. $10 off if you provide the chicken. I'll make any chicken into a teddy bear.
She also goes on to say, chickens have plenty of extra parts. I can make two bears. Oh.
Is that not the creepiest thing you've ever seen?
That is scary as hell. I'm not even going to lie.
That is the creepiest thing. You know what? Someone's going to make a horror movie out of this.
Tim Burton.
Oh,
that's
my
immediately
God.
When I look at this, yeah. I think of Tim Burton.
Beetle Bear. It's going to be Beetle Bear. It's going to be the name of it. We'll text you that as well, 248-398. If we want to ruin your childhood, we welcome you to it. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword for that is
bear.
Oh God. Could you though?
That's so bad, Jim.
It really is. Although, if it was made from KFC and it had the extra crispy skin on the outside of it, would you eat it?
No, it still looks terrible.
You still wouldn't eat the chicken bear?
No, I would not eat that.
Oh, even if it was covered in gravy?
No, that is so bad.
Oh my God. No, I'd eat that. Oh yeah. You wouldn't eat the haunted chicken teddy bear.
I would not.
Okay. Well, guys, you got to check this out. Keyword again, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
bear.
All right, enjoy your breakfast. Big Jim's House, 746. A real quick, Survivors played them. They're rocking on the riverfront tomorrow night, just as a reminder for that. But now, we're talking Tigers, because this Sunday, if you're going to one Tigers game this year, this is the one you got to go to.
Yes, we have a family four-pack of tickets to join the Tigers in honoring Hall of Fame inductee Jack Morris this Sunday, August 12th. And the Tigers face the Twins. Morris's number 47 is going to be retired in a pregame ceremony. And the first 10,000 fans get a Jack Morris replica road jersey courtesy of our friends at Myers.
Stop. Got to put the S on it. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Our studio number. Just go ahead and call now. Call number 47, right?
Yes, in honor of Jack Morris.
Sorry, yeah, in honor of that. Yeah, call number 47. Just join us this morning. A couple minutes ago, we were talking about the Christmas gift that every kid's going to want.
I don't think so.
The raw chicken bear. It's a teddy bear that is stitched up from pieces of raw chicken.
It looks like a Tim Burton creation.
It will. If you'd like to ruin your childhood this morning, we'll send it to you. All you got to do is text us, same number you call the station. The keyword is
bear.
Yeah. What was the name Ryan came up with? Meat bear?
Meat bear.
Meat bear. You have a better name than that. A little bit of chicken bear. Chicken bear on a Friday night. And you can cook it too. It's the weirdest thing, man.
And all she
right.
makes clothes for them.
Oh, Gazette. Okay. Again. Whoa. Got our players on the phone. Everybody's ready to go. You guys good?
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, yeah. Here we go. We have Tracy representing the west side. We have Hunter representing the east side and Billy downriver. Tracy, if you know the answer.
Right.
What was that?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Tracy, if you know the answer, you will yell out west. Hunter, you will yell out east. Billy, you will yell out down. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you, and make sure you're loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Question number one. John Beilein's recovering from open heart surgery. He's a coach at this university.
West.
Tracy.
University of Michigan.
There you go. Basketball coach for Michigan. West side on the board. Question number two. Brad Pitt and this woman are still fighting over pending divorce proceedings.
West
for the win.
Tracy for the win.
Angelina Jolie.
There it is.
Bravo. Well done.
The sweep today. Good job, Tracy. We'll see you tomorrow night downtown at Rockin' on the Riverfront. You get those seats up front and dinner before the show at Andiamo Riverfront. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, Billy and Hunter, thanks for playing, guys.
Hey, congrats to West. Thank you very much, guys.
Look, Tracy, you have to say West Side now. You ready? Okay, West Side.
West Side.
That'll work. Right. Hold on.
West Side.
Way to go, West Side.
Yes!
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
You know what? What? For once, I'd like a second chance.
An extra shot?
Another go around.
Oh, a redo.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 818. Big Jim. Aaron V and our millennial producer Ryan in the studio with us now because we were just talking about this. Open Table. You know the app Open Table where you can make restaurant reservations and stuff. You can go in there and click.
Right.
Well, now they're saying you can actually pick a table at the restaurant.
That's cool.
If you want to be by the window, you want to make sure. What's the whole thing? You're not supposed to be by where they go in and out of the kitchen and all that, or by the bathroom, you know. So if you want to pick a specific table or booth, you can do it that way. At least that's what they were talking about. So Ryan, we were asked, Ryan, just an innocent question. Have you ever told your girlfriend, Heidi, who we all love, that you're going to go to one restaurant and then go somewhere else? You agree to go to A and then you wind up going to B. Now, you've taken it to a next level. So you guys agree to go to the first restaurant. We'll call it Restaurant A. And then what happens?
And then I just kind of decided I want to go somewhere else. So just drive there and don't tell her.
You can't. What, are you just pulling a parking lot? I'm like, oh, I wanted to go here instead?
Well, I did it once, and she really liked the place that we ended up going. And she picked a bad place one time before that, so kind of took it out of her hands.
So she makes one mistake, and then now you're the big decision maker in the relationship.
That's not a big decision maker.
Oh, dude, I've been married 26 years. Aaron's married, and we know this. What restaurant you go to is a big decision.
Well, yeah,
there can be repercussions for months.
Then don't
if you go
pick
to the
a
wrong
crappy
place.
One, and you won't get rights taken away.
He's a ladies' man, isn't he?
But do you go on Yelp and look at reviews of restaurants before you eat there if it's a new place? Because that's my new thing now. I have to go read and see comments.
Not a knock on Yelp, but the people who write that, a lot of times I appreciate their opinion, but they're not really food critics, and I don't know if they have an agenda, because anyone can go on Yelp and just blast some restaurant.
Well, it's atmosphere for me. It's not so much the food.
I'll look at pictures of the menu and stuff before we go. I'll do that.
Like Google search it.
But apparently with Ryan, it doesn't matter what you Google because he's going to take you wherever the hell he wants to go anyway. I've never heard. And 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. It's an age-old debate in any relationship about where you go for dinner. I mean, you know, the whole thing. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Did you ever see the one where the guy took a, remember those speaking spells that you just pulled it and the cow says moo?
Yeah.
And instead of the different animals, he just put names of restaurants, and then he'd hand it to his wife, go, just pull the cord.
That's a good idea.
You would be in on that, wouldn't you?
I would, just because we have like four go-to spots, and that's just, we never go anywhere new. We go to the same four spots all the time.
So one of those four would be on there. Now, what's cool is, if you were in a relationship with Ryan, you would go towards one of those four spots, and at the last minute, he would just juke you out. Weird, dude. I've never heard anyone doing that. Big Jim's house. Morning. CSX, Big Jim's house. It's 8:34, 69 degrees right now. So we were talking about our producer, Ryan. He actually had him pop in a couple minutes ago. Open Table's doing this thing now where you can actually reserve a table at a restaurant. And not just reservations. You can pick out where you want to sit on the app, which is kind of cool. So I was just asking, like, you know, you go to dinner, you and Stefanis, McCarthy and I, and, you know, Ryan and Heidi trying to figure out where you go for dinner, who decides, all that good stuff. It's always a struggle a little bit. I know you were saying you guys pretty much have like four places you go.
Just because we know the food's always good. We know the waitresses and the servers there. And so it's just consistency.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. We generally defer to my wife. We try to, you know, with the kids and stuff, trying to figure out. But Ryan, our producer, has a great trick that I think every guy should try at least once and then see what happens.
If they want to be single.
What he's doing, and you can jump in here if you tell me I'm wrong, Ryan. What you're doing is you agree to go to a restaurant with Heidi, your girlfriend. And then on the way there, you've already made up in your mind, we're not going there. You go somewhere else. That's exactly what it is. Okay. All right.
I would be so disappointed if we agreed on, like, say, tacos. And I'm all psyched out for tacos, and we're in the car driving, and I'm sitting in the car thinking about tacos for 15 minutes.
And then you pull up to an Italian place.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I have to make one correction, too.
Oh, really?
People are wondering. I don't, like, say, hey, we're going to go to this really nice steak place and then take her to like a fast food place, okay? It's equal value and pretty much the same food. That's it.
Your Honor. Thank you, Ryan. Line one's ringing her.
Look at, he's defending himself.
He is, yeah.
There's no defense for that.
How many text messages have you gotten from Heidi since we started this conversation? How many? Four text messages so far. Okay. Do you have an extra couch? Because I'm pretty sure I have an extra couch for Ryan to sleep on if he needs it.
We got the guest bedroom.
There we go. All right.
I'm sleeping there with Tito.
Why would you do that? He poops in his office. I don't even want to know what happened if they slept in the same room. It's line one. Who this is? Hi. Good morning, CSX. Hi.
Hi. I was going to tell you, I totally picked the restaurants in our relationship. We've known each other. We've been married for, 15 years. I totally picked the restaurants. I'll say, what do you want for dinner? And then I'll say, okay, well, I'm going to get this. And then I'll, right before I get to that restaurant, we're going to have this. And I've come home with something totally different than what I started to get.
So you are like, you agree with your significant other, like, we're going to get, okay, Chili's, for example. And then you just decide, nah, don't feel like that. And I'm going to bring something else home.
I totally will. I'll say, hey, let's, what about, he'll go, okay. So now he'll just go, okay, let me know when you want what you want. And then I'll figure out what I want.
Wow.
Here you go. Hey, man, what's the saying? Happy wife, happy life, right?
Well, sometimes I'll be like, okay, we're going to get this. And I'll try to call the place on the way home. And then I can't get through or something. I'll say, oh, it's going to be too long. Okay, let's do this other thing, Sometimes it's like that, but yeah.
No, I'm right.
He just sits there and the food appears. So, he's got it made, right?
No, I agree with that last thing, though. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I'm bringing home chicken, and then I get by the Popeyes and the line's too long, so I go get Subway or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. Uh-huh. I'm 53 with an 11-year-old. My name is Shelly, and there's just too much going on all the time. So it's like, okay, that's great. I'm always getting it on the run or making it on the run,
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like we were talking about Uber Eats this week. Shelly, thanks for listening in the morning. We appreciate you calling, too.
Have a great day, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you, Shelly. Dang it, I lost her.
Uh-oh.
Shelly, if you can call us back right now, 248-398-WCSX. Shelly, call us back. We want to hook you up at $25 McDonald's Uber Eats for sharing that story. All right, 248-398-WCSX. So what do you think? Next time, we plan to do a show lunch somewhere, we'll agree to go somewhere, and then I'll surprise you with going somewhere else.
No.
You sure?
That's not going to happen.
It could be fun.
No.
As long as there's no sharp objects in the car, we could all make it through alive.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
PSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Triple Shot Thursday here. So I want to mention that our employment after deployment is going strong right now, and we're really building momentum with this one, and a large part thanks to our friends at
Champion Employment Group. They specialize in placing veterans in jobs, whether it's a veteran who just got home from the military or somebody who served a while ago that's trying to find work. But they place veterans in the Metro Detroit area into jobs for which they're qualified. It's very easy to do. If you know a vet or if you are a vet looking for work, all you need to do is text the keyword VET, V-E-T, to 248-398-9279. That's VET, V-E-T, to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send you all the info. Then once a week, we're going to randomly select a veteran and do our best to match that person up with employers all over the Detroit area in partnership with Champion Employment Group.
Now, something you should know, every time, every single person that we get, we don't just, someone said why do you only feature, why do you only help one person? No, we feature one veteran. We help everybody. Every name that comes in when you text us VET goes to Champion Employment Group. Every single name. We send over everybody. We want to make sure that everybody gets a job. It's like that old movie Dave, the one with Kevin Kline. It's Monday. Everybody works.
Everybody works.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the mindset behind this. So why wouldn't you at least find out about this? Again, text us 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
VET.
And we can't say enough about Champion Employment Group for helping us. And if you want to get involved in this as well, we'd love to hear from you. Again, one more time, 248-398-WCSX. We will text you all the information you need. Keyword is
VET.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and Jolene's in the studio. Hi, Jolene.
Well,
Well, hello. Okay. I missed you guys yesterday. Glad to have you back.
Thanks. It was fun out there at Ford. Again, thanks to everybody at Ford Motor Company. If you haven't seen all the videos and stuff from yesterday, the overhead drone shot of the 10 millionth Mustang.
That is the coolest thing ever. We have all of that posted up on our website, by the way, at WCSX.com, or you can just text the keyword Mustang, we'll send it right to your phone. But that drone video.
It's pretty cool. It was pretty cool yesterday.
Well, I'm sure you were so excited, Jim. I thought about
guy?
You. Like, yes.
I mean, I had to go out in the parking lot and smoke a cigarette afterwards. I was exhausted.
He was in his element, trust.
Exactly.
Absolutely awesome here. But now, since you have your, since you feature cooking all the time on WCSX.
I do. My rockin' recipe of the day. It'll be up at 10.
So you're doing this one today?
No, I'm never doing that one.
Oh,
please,
come on.
Please, God, no.
So, if you just joined us this morning, there's a lady in Louisiana who went viral for selling teddy bears made of teddy bears. Did you have a teddy bear growing up?
I sure did.
Did you have a teddy bear like the photo I just showed you?
No, I never.
That's because the teddy bears are made from
chicken.
Yay, raw chicken sewn together to make a teddy bear.
Listen,
it's like a Franken monster.
It really is.
It's really gross. I wanted to hurl when you showed me the picture, honestly. It's like, I was like, ooh.
Now, she's saying they're $35. You can cook them and eat them, too, because who wouldn't want to eat one of your kids' toys in front of him?
Yeah, and who wouldn't want to eat something that's been handled by this lady?
Right, handsome.
Forget it.
Maybe she wears gloves. We don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe.
She could be following all
Still,
appropriate.
It's too much.
$35 and then $25 if you provide the chicken. And you were pointing this out, Aaron. She also said you can make clothes for your chicken bear.
Okay, this lady, let's get her on the phone.
Oh, we're trying to. Yeah. All I hear is that song, Little Bit of Chicken Bear. That's fried chicken on a Friday
that's
night.
That's strange,
it looks
man.
Like a bear in your oven.
I wonder if the clothes are made out of food, too. If like it's like a lettuce jacket.
Maybe a bacon hat.
A bacon hat, yeah.
Hi, this is Hannibal Lecter. When I can't find a human, I eat raw chicken bears. Call
strange
now.
Stuff.
Now, if you want to see the chicken bear and ruin your childhood, you're invited to. We'll text it to you. The keyword is...
bear.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's the worst.
You're not going to do this in your recipe?
No.
Well, okay, then last question. How long do you cook a teddy bear that's made out of raw chicken? How long do you put in the oven? How long?
Never.
You can't say never. I watch cooking shows. You can't say never.
I would go with like 2 hours, 375 degrees.
Right. Is that it? Yeah.
That's going to be a little overdone.
You think so? Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I say cook it in the trash.
Oh, here it is. If you really want to ruin a kid's childhood, if you want to just completely just shatter it, you get this lady to make one of these raw chicken bears that looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that is just mean.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disturbing. What do you
mean?
I'm done.
Oh, come on.
You just ruined everything.
I'm surprised your kids are as normal as they are.
Yeah, that's all relative. Always look on the broad. Jalene's coming in next. We'll be back tomorrow. Very cool Women Who Rock segment tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. This probably my... And I love all of the women who I've featured.
Yes.
But I have a woman who is from Michigan. And you can see her in a famous film involving baseball.
That's right. How's that? That's called a tease, Jolene. Now, Jolene, you know it's a good tease when Jolene goes, wait a minute, what? What the hell are you talking about? I got to find out about this. All right. What do you have coming up today on the show, by the way?
I have Triple Shot Thursday.
Yep.
I've got your chance to go to the Tigers game on Sunday.
Yes.
For the retiring of the jersey.
Are you giving away the raw chicken teddy bears or no?
I'm still pondering that.
No. That was such a polite no. All right. Jolene's next. Bye.
No.